You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702. Travel.
And today's travel feature, we are with travel writer Gabby Brondonian talking about planning those affordable family holidays. Gabby, I need me one of these.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon to you too. So what are some of the things that you need to start thinking about if you'd like to plan a family vacation but keep it affordable?
One of the top tips is that timing really is everything. Last minute deals don't tend to exist during the school holidays. That's usually peak periods, and destinations and travel providers know this. So that is usually when prices for travel normally spike. So if you are in a position to travel outside of school holidays, which is sort of which is known as shoulder season or off-peak season, that's definitely going to save you some cash. Another opportunity is if you do have children in school, you usually have the school calendar dates quite well in advance. Now, booking as far in advance as you can will also definitely get you better rates and better opportunities from a travel perspective. Another very valuable tip is to consider traveling to destinations that are visa-free for South African passport holders, because especially if you're traveling as a family with South African passport holders, visas cost a lot. Multiplied by however many people are in your family, it all adds up. So looking at visa-free destinations, there's actually a lot of destinations, I think it's almost over 100 that South African passport holders can travel to visa-free. A very handy resource for that is visaindex.com. And then from there, you just search for where South African passport holders can travel to visa-free.
And I think that's a very, very good one, because many people think about the destination first. They don't check which are the places that are visa-free first.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, and then what can you do just in terms of turning your journey into an adventure?
So this is a really fun one. You can actually save money on a night's accommodation and create memories that you and the family will treasure for as long as you live by traveling in a different way and choosing to take an overnight train or a ferry or even a bus overnight. That basically will save you one or more nights accommodation if you are choosing to travel overnight over multiple days. It really is a great adventure, and kids tend to enjoy what the whole adventure and the whole experience of being on a train, being on a bus, being on a ferry. All of these things really do create memorable moments, and it definitely does save you on overnight accommodation. And those costs for trains and ferries and the like are usually quite a bit more affordable and cheaper than accommodation at hotels.
What can one do with parenting networks?
Yes, this is a very, very valuable one. Now, baby groups may have kept you sane through the newborn haze, but that collective wisdom really does extend beyond moral support and the diaper changing techniques. Use these fellow parent networks about trips that they've taken, how much they cost them, where did they save, what would they do differently, where could they have found opportunities to maybe not have had to spend extra within the context of traveling with children. And there really are some great forums online and family travel bloggers that have some great tips, whether it's related to budget or family-friendly destinations within a certain budget. So yeah, Google is your best friend, online is your best friend, and your parenting networks are your best friend.
So on that note, let's talk about family discounts. Do you think that maybe people don't head over to the different platforms that offer different discounts for a big group of people?
Yes, so while you can't necessarily take advantage of big group discounts as such, there may be little ways that families can use the power of numbers. You may be able to get a discount pass for local transport, or you may find family coupons online for attractions that you want to see and take advantage of marketing campaigns where kids actually stay or travel for free. I know Air Mauritius was an airline that used to have kids under 12 stay flying for free with T's and C's. Club Med is another resort in Mauritius where kids under 12 stay free at their resorts. So looking for these kinds of deals and these kinds of options that will save you quite a lot from a traveling perspective with kids, particularly if they're under a certain age, you have to be looking out for this. And also don't forget about looking for SADC discounts if you and the family want to be traveling within the SADC region. Those are normally things that are not very publicly profiled, so you need to ask specifically about SADC discounts if you are planning to travel across Africa.
And then how do we stick to essentials?
Yes, so anyone who's trying to save money or be a little bit more budget conscious knows that it really is the little extras that add up. And the same really does apply when you're traveling with kids. So doing something like taking refillable water bottles instead of buying new mineral waters every single time, buying ice creams by the pack in a local supermarket and stocking them up in your fridge if you're staying in an Airbnb. Just read up on sites that you're visiting beforehand to find out if there are certain things you can pre-prepare and book in advance to save on costs. It also helps having an eyes-only policy for gift shops, which also helps keep spending at bay.
Gift shops are a trap because the moment you're like, let's just get for this person, now you're like, oh, but what about and what about? And then it's a problem. All right. And then what about changing your family's travel habits?
Yes. So instead of trying to get away every single time the kids have a break from school, obviously, if you can afford to do that and you do want to do that, go for it. But if you're not in that position, maybe consider going less frequently, but for longer periods of time. And by doing this, you consolidate the cost of getting away in the first place. So if you're able to work remotely, you could even travel for months rather than weeks. Alternatively, you could consider the much-hyped staycation, which became very, very popular during lockdown. And it's something we're very fortunate about within a South African context because we have so many beautiful places literally in our backyard if we do want to take a staycation. So switching off and pretending you're on holiday while exploring your local area, even just hopping around to different neighborhoods, can be a really fun family challenge. And you don't even have to do things that cost money. You could go to the parks, go for walks in beautiful little areas where there are stunning jacaranda trees. You can really get creative with the family.
Thank you so much, Gabby Brandoni, for sharing with us all those tips that we need to have an affordable family holiday.